The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
I thought they might have gone to the young fella and Mitch Georgiades for a chat.
Yeah, they might have. He had 19 touches. Mays, as we mentioned, he had 15 of those were effective. That's something Melbourne couldn't do. He kicked a goal and good on him. So it would have been nice to hear from old Georgiades with three sausage rolls. But anyway, that's how it works. Kingy, it was a good, really good win. Absolutely comprehensive in all facets.
Off the KFC Twitter, Benny, George Templeton, who's a regular tweeter to K-Rock Football. It's interesting to hear Rod Ashman describe Melbourne in the way he has. They were in a preliminary final 2 years ago. Have they lost that many good players, or is that a fluke?
I don't know. Do you fluke a preliminary final? Obviously, you can't believe that this is the same team, to be honest with you. I mean, they've added pieces. They've gone and spent some money, particularly in defence. We've spoken about that ad nauseum. There's not a lot up forward. Domsey mentioned that Hogan in that
kick 46 or 47 goals.
Yeah, it's
goals.
Hard to find that.
And was injured. I reckon he went down late in the season. So sometimes, sometimes teams can get cover a person or a forward or a player for a certain period of time. But when that person's taken out for a whole year
altogether,
and teams or defences can look at what the next crop of players are, they can study them a bit more thoroughly.
Well, you can probably become a little bit unpredictable for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, correct.
It's harder to defend. But then, yep. I mean, Tom McDonald's just struggling. He was never really a forward. He had a little bit of success there. Wiedemann, look, he's still a young player, but he's just not a consistent player.
Here's the Power singing their song. Post a very comfortable 51-point win. Port Adelaide enjoy what was a very comfortable win, 12-11-83 to 4-8-32. Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Of course, City to Surf Solar are Geelong solar power and energy efficiency specialist, Essington Street in Grovedale. It looks like they are headed for a meeting. Hopefully, we can speak with one of the victorious Port Adelaide players before we clock off here from K-Rock Hub. And they will prepare themselves now for an important clash with the Western Bulldogs. But they are, you don't want to declare them safe, but they are not far from safe, Tom Monaghan, from playing finals.
Yeah, well, 10 games, Pete Ryan said, will make finals. And what, they've won seven?
Seven and two.
Seven and two. So you'd think now they're almost there. I know there's still a team I still have a couple of doubts about.
What are your concerns?
Oh, I just think they fluctuate a little bit too often. They sort of in between. They're just a bit inconsistent. I don't know if I can fully trust them week in, week out. That's probably more to it. But they're proving that they're starting to become a really consistent team. But I still want to see them do it against Geelong,
yep.
West Coast.
Richmond.
I want to see them doing it against a really good team.
Yeah, and I agree. And we're probably basing that on the past. So this team gets a chance to actually change that perception. But I fully agree with you that in the past they have some really good performance. You think, wow. And, I mean, like last week, out of the blue, they get their pants pulled down by St Kilda. Now, that's going to happen to teams, but they have a penchant for that happening more often than not, particularly. And I know that they have jumped out of the lids a few times and sort of started the season really well and then faded as it's gone on. You just get the feeling, though, you mentioned before, Domsey, during the call, that they've got a good mix. You know, they've got some really exciting young players, that should be said. But, you know, you look at sort of Powell Pepper at 22 with 65 games. Houston, 23 with 68. You look at Carl Amon, 24 with 67 games. Tom Cleary, 26, 90 games tonight. I'm looking at Connor Rosey, star, one of the stars, 31 games. Dersma, 26 games. They've got Darcy Byrne-Jones, 24 and 94 games. That's on top of having Boak, Westhoff, Charlie Dixon, Ebert, those guys who have played, you know, Rockcliffe, who are 150-plus. There's a nice little mix there. And even the players like someone like a Leinert who comes in tonight, he's 25 and he's built like an Amazon. He's 195 and 88, and he's playing his 15th game. So he's got a few runs on the board, you know, and the fact that guys like a Riley Bonner can't get a game. He's dropped tonight. He suggests that they're going pretty well. And I mean, I don't, not fully across their injury list, Kingy, but have they got many bikes who aren't playing?
So Marshall, obviously, with a broken thumb. Ryan Burton's a handy player. He's handy. Quad. You've got Scott Lysette, obviously, out. He'll come back and below Laddams.
They need Scott Lysette.
Although Laddams has showed a little bit. Laddams finds a lot of the footy. Laddams gets some really good ball. Motlop out. Trent McKenzie, he'd actually played some really good footy this year. Until it's
built none of those guys, though.
Motlop. I think they need Motlop in the side. He just gives them that zippy, that really zippy small forward.
Yeah, he does. He's you know, I might be being a little unfair. Motlop's one of those players that generally plays well when the team's playing.
I think
well.
He's in their best 22.
Yeah, probably he could be. And if they're up and about, he joins in. Sometimes he drifts off when it's all going against them, and that's probably been one of the knocks on Port Adelaide. They have. But, look, their team's going really, really well, and Kenny Hickley's got them flying. They're playing with some confidence, and they're actually good to watch. They move the ball quite well, and they've got... And, I mean, Cleary and Jonas are underrated. They're undersized to a degree. I mean, Jonas is only 188.
What's Houston?
And Cleary's only 193. Houston is 186.
Yep. And that's why I was surprised they got rid of Dougal Howard for that reason. But, I mean, they're getting it done
well, it
so far.
It wasn't so much get rid of. It was Dougal got an offer that...
5 years.
They let him go, though. They let him go. A good key defender. I know they got a good draft pick for him.
Probably
but
just couldn't match it.
No, he was still contracted, my understanding is.
Oh, is he still?
He was still contracted, yep. And I don't think he really wanted to go, but anyway, that's a decision that, you know, it's working well for him so far. Jonas and Cleary, as you mentioned, have been going okay. So, but I want to see them against, as I mentioned, those teams.
Yep, fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar.
The Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar fifth quarter.